Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Ship to Shore Radio. Radio.
Yes. It is now heading towards the third week of January. And I got to tell you something. This new year, there's so many cool things happening in Key West. Some of it are the same, but overall, we're in kind of a dead spot for another couple of weeks. But man, I'm kind of waiting for spring break to take over. And I'm going to let my co-host and compadre Angus tell you all about what happens during spring break in Key West. What's happening, brother?
A whole lot is happening. It's not spring break yet, but there is still some nakedness going on at some establishments here in, on Duval Street. This is Duval Street Bar Talk. And with that, why don't we do a cheers? Cheers, fuckers!
Cheers, fuckers.
Tonight you can do sexy bull riding if you want to over at Cowboy Bill's. Or just like 365 days of the year, you can go up to the Garden of Eden and take your clothes off. It's the only public bar in the United States where you can get naked and drink alcohol. All the others are private clubs. But spring break is coming up, and the college kids will come down, and we'll have a good old time up and down Duval Street. Not that we don't every night. I mean, we're out here tonight. It's about 72 degrees. People are walking up and down Duval Street having a good old time. And with that, I'm going to throw it back to you, Captain. Why don't we tell the good folks out there on the internet what the phone number is?
Well, I want to give everyone ample time to pull out their pen and a piece of paper, or however you want to do it. I guess the best thing to do is just get ready to dial the numbers or digits I'm about to drop on you. Please pick up what I'm about to put down. Here it is. Area code 347-324-5975. That is 347-324-5975. And we're here. Which apparently, because of our great administrators in the sky, we are only here for an hour this evening. For some reason, we are normally 90 minutes, but through their wisdom or their, you know what it is, I think one of the engineers is just drinking too much, but that's kind of the vibe. We're here for an hour this evening, so we might as well jump right into it. Hey, man, what's kind of catching your mind that's going on in the world right now?
Well, it's like you said earlier, it's the middle of January, and back where I'm from, Michigan, they're suffering through winter up there, and you know, all the people up there tell me, oh, we love the four seasons, and as I recall, there was winter, and then there was road fencing season. I don't know what they're talking about those other two seasons. Now, down here, we don't worry about the seasons at all. We just
we
go outside every day. About
yeah,
who?
Yeah, but the construction. We do see construction, though. A lot of it.
Yeah, rumor has it the hotels on the other end of the island are going to be ready a year from now. I'll believe
Wait.
It when I see it.
Didn't they tell us that last year?
And then when they were fixing the roads, it was going to be done in 2.5 years, and then within a half year of the roads being done, they had to fix them? That's just wrong.
Let's talk about some of those little things that are just wrong. For instance, I don't know if you're aware of this, but they're only opening up two hotels as they remodel at a time. Were you aware of that?
Two hotels, what?
They're only opening up two hotels at a time.
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense other than somebody's got some genius plan in the back of their head.
it makes no sense to me, because if I own a hotel, no one's going to tell me that they want two to open at the same time if my hotel's been ready for 2 or 3 months, and you're sitting on all that money that you invested for the damn thing to open in the first place. So, yeah,
oh.
Apparently the rule is one must open only in complement of a second one. Now, that makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, you're thinking logically and with some truth to your thoughts. And think about if you owned all four, or you had a group of people that owned all four or five of those hotels. Oh, we're going to take these saps for all they're worth. So we'll open these two here, we'll open these two there. If the people don't like it, they can go have sex with themselves.
Yeah, something like that. I guess that's almost as smart as a plan to make the outside lanes of US 1, turning that into a bike lane with signs that say bikes may use a full right-hand lane. Really? Who in their right mind would ride a bike in the right-hand lane of US 1? It doesn't make sense. The boulevard.
I got to agree with you on that. It drives me crazy when those bikes are in that lane and then they see that, they think, oh, I can have this whole lane to myself and I can ride like this. But you know what? Right or wrong, when a bike goes up against a car, it's not going to end well for the bike.
No. These smart cars, Angus, I saw one of those smart cars today in the right-hand lane as I was headed down towards Schooner Wharf. And, wow, those cars aren't too smart from where I'm standing, because it seems to me if you're in a smart car and you get hit by another vehicle, it's either you're going to live or you're not. It's not going to be an in-between.
Yeah, right? And then they're designed so that they can park sideways in a parking spot, which I guess is kind of cool and green, but I don't know. That's another thing. Like you say, you get in an accident with that, it's not going to end well.
No. Yeah, I just... So since we're venting right now, why don't we continue? If you had something that you would totally want to vent on about QS right now, let's get it out of the way, because then we're going to tell them... Now, there are a million ways, well, probably not a million, but quite a few ways that we could tell you how wonderful it is to live in QS. But from where I'm standing, there are a whole bunch of other reasons why we can tell you you probably don't want to just up and move here without advanced planning and some common sense of your own.
Right on. It's, you know, if you can, you don't have to worry about freezing to death down here. And all the talk we hear about people in the hurricane, oh, aren't you afraid of hurricanes? No, I'm afraid of freezing to death for 6 months out of the year. Hurricanes don't come through here that often. You've seen pictures of the place with all these old buildings and that, like that, all over the place. How many hurricanes do you think have come through here and devastated this? And these buildings are still here. Oh, I'm not going to get started on that. That's a show we've probably done in the past. But what we ought to do at this time, I don't know if we have a break coming up or not, but I want to do some drinks, a little more beer. Cheers, fuckers.
Yep, we have about 3 minutes yet until the next opportunity to talk about nothing, because the music will play. But I do want to talk about one of our sponsors, which hopefully they'll even sponsor the float next year. And when I mention
cool.
the float, we'll probably get into that a little bit. But let's talk about Shipyard Ale and Sea Dog Brewing Company. Man, oh, man, oh, man, they have so many varieties. It is a microbrewery out of the state of Maine. And why is it important that they're here in the Keys? Because so many persons from Maine have relocated themselves into Key West and the Keys. So it only is natural that they are able to imbibe their favorite brews. And as you're come down to Key West and visit. You'll find the great shipyard brands all over the island. Except the Conch Republic Seafood Company, which is a whole other story. But, yeah, so grab yourself a shipyard, and you should try Smash Pumpkin, which is available 12 months out of the year, and also Smash Blueberry, if you're a fruity vegetable, whatever the hell you want to call it kind of person. But I would suggest you drink Sunfish. Either way, make it a shipyard today. That being said, so who's serving up your beautiful beverages this evening, my friend?
Well, I have the lovely and talented Michelle B. taking care of my beverages. In fact, she just brought one out to me. And it is a delicious Miller Lite. It's not a shipyard ale or whatever shipyard makes. I know they are from the main state of the United States. And I'm going to have to start drinking some of those when they become available here for sale in Key West. I don't know where we can get them down here.
Well, I can tell you a few places already. You can catch it at the Cork and Stogie at 1218 Duval Street. You can catch it at Turtle Crawls. You can catch it at Green Parrot, and the list just continues more and more and more and more. You can get it at Grunts. You can find it also, if you look in the right place, in grocery stores as well. But mainly, you got to look for those nice, nice, nice beer handles as they're starting to just crop up all over Key West in the Florida Keys. And to further this whole thing, man, I would like one right now, so let me go to the fridge as we kind of go right, oh, and look here. We actually have a caller. We'll bring that caller in right after this particular message, and thanks for listening. One more time, can you hear it? Cheers, fuckers, and I wish you were here.
Cheers, fuckers.
Yes, indeed. A little Pink Floyd coming in a different style and an island style, I guess you'd say. And we're happy to say that we are now joined, Angus and I, by Eazy-E calling from the Virgin Islands.
Hello, Eazy.
Yo, Angus, yo. And good evening to you, Sir Frank and Red.
Yeah, man.
He is the sir.
That was a great song you guys just played. I mean, I wish I was there, or I wish you guys were here. I'm not sure which.
Either one would work out.
Right on. And Angus, I just want you to know that I do. I did have some delicious Miller Lights. Yes, cheers, fuckers.
Cheers, fuckers.
So we haven't gotten below 70. We haven't gotten below 70 yet down here in the Virgin Islands.
Excellent, excellent. You are a little south of us. We are at, I'm thinking, latitude about what, 21, 22?
Probably about right.
And you're at what latitude?
Latitude 18.
Right on.
And the girls are wearing their short shorts, and I'm wearing my flip-flops.
That's a beautiful thing, man. You can't argue with that.
Well, like you've been telling me for years, you know, when it comes to, you know, great stuff like this, you know, if you're looking for an argument out of me, you're not going to find it.
Excellent. That's excellent Spanish. And
right on.
We aren't really talking about too much of anything other than how great Key West is compared to the, you know, northern states right now, especially weather-wise. And we're talking, if you were in Key West this past weekend, you could have watched the Kelly McGillis female flag football tournament they had over the weekend in the last few days, as well as the Key West Seafood Festival. This past weekend, there's been a few things coming up this next weekend. I don't know what's going on.
Perfect.
But there will be plenty of beer drinking and shot drinking and idiots falling off their bikes like just happened here on Caroline Street right near the corner of Duval. That kind of stuff happens, I guess.
Well, I know that you have a perfect vantage point from your little nest up there on the balcony at the Whistle.
Yes, the balcony of the Whistle overlooks both Duval Street and Caroline Street. And it's as far up in the building as you can go with your cell phone on, because they don't allow them up at the Garden of Eden, because people are getting naked up there and stuff.
Is Dana still running her hot dog cart?
She doesn't run it during the week unless it's a special busy occasion. Like spring break's coming up, she'll do it for then. Christmas week, she was out for that. You know, Fantasy Fest week, she'll be out for that. You know, some of the big weeks, she'll be out during the week. But most of the time, she is just out on Fridays and Saturdays. Now, Sylvia's cart is out tonight. Sylvia's cart is out pretty much 365 days a year.
Well, would you do me a small favor, Angus?
I might do that.
I know this is going to suck for you, but when you see both of those girls, would you give them a hug and a honey from Eric?
Heck yes.
Right on.
I will do that.
Awesome.
They're both nice looking young ladies with rather well endowed in the chest area, and I will employ my own hug.
Okay.
I find entertaining anyways.
I'll leave the rest in your hands.
Yes. Yes, leave that in my hands. Thank you.
Somebody had to go there.
Well, leave it with Angus.
Yeah, you're in good hands with Angus.
Right on. Thank you for having me on the show. I want to say a belated, heartfelt happy birthday to Frank and Dredd, and I'm glad he's back down in Key West from the somewhat frozen tundra of Chicago. I probably shouldn't use Chicago and tundra in the same sentence.
It's okay. Neither one of us are going to the Super Bowl.
Right on. Well.
Yes, happy birthday. Our own Captain Frank and Dredd turned 23 yesterday.
Very nice.
I think he's 23. I know he's been in the bar for a couple of years that I know of, so I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
I do have to say
right on.
Both of you for those.
Since we're doing like formal things, I want to say God rest her soul, Tammy from the Stickenstein, and Larry from Boondocks. They both left us this past week, and God bless both their souls. God bless them, and cheers, fuckers.
Cheers, fuckers.
Cheers.
I would just like to say something real quick about Tammy, and I'll make it very short, and it's a happy thing. I mean, she's in a better place. She spread her wings, and she flew away. But Tammy was one of the sweetest women I have ever known in my life, and I hope I don't need my resume anytime soon. I do have my resume stored on Google Docs, but her name and cell phone number to this day is on my resume from Stick and Stein. And I just, what an angel.
She was a very nice lady. I knew her as well. I don't know anybody that could say anything bad about her.
No.
Nobody
and
at
Larry,
all.
And Larry, he just liked to fart a lot.
He what?
Larry was a very interesting, entertaining
nice
man.
Guy. I thought Larry was a nice guy. I had a good time
he
with
was.
Larry. Every time I saw Larry, I had a smile on his face. Happy to see you. And how are you? How are things going? He's a good guy.
Yep.
He left us a little early, too.
Yep, he did. And you know, when we had the house of music, Angus, and I was working that back bar, and we were doing the late night soft close with everything. When I saw Lanny and John come into the bar, I was like, okay, we're gonna be here for at least another hour.
Yep. Yeah, those were fun times. The old house of music. Too bad Frank and Dredd never got to see the house of music.
Yeah,
it would have been
even if we took them over there now, it wouldn't look like it was then.
If Frank and Dredd had been there when the House of Music was in business, he might still be part of the paint.
Oh, it's like that.
Oh, shit, excuse me. I had no idea.
Right on.
All right, let's get back into maybe happy things. It is. Well, the middle of winter, but for us, that don't mean a damn thing. It means
nope.
We got a maid.
I want to hear more about the Virgin Islands for a second, man. So what's going on down there? Any special events, any festivals? What holds your attention these days? What do you do?
Yes, I have been afforded the opportunity to finally be in a position where I am actually running a bar. And the bar has only been in business for 3 months. It's been here for a long time, kind of like the House of Music was there for a long time, and had to overcome a bad reputation, kind of like the House of Music had to overcome a bad reputation. But things are coming around. It's in a section of Thomas, which is known as Tutu, which is mainly a business district. Which is great for our lunch business. But there's
so
also...
So you're saying your bar is running right now?
Well, no, I'm just sitting at the bar drinking beer and watching the Golden State Nuggets kick the shit out of the Houston Rockets. But,
oh, right on.
No,
but these days,
your bar is
running.
Yes, the bar is running. And
well, then you better go catch it before it gets away.
it's, oh my God. I think the tortoise is going to beat the hare.
Okay.
But the bar, the restaurant, the bar is called the Lucky Tree. And down here in the Virgin Islands, you know, when you order the tacos, you get three of them. And Angus, there are two trees growing through the roof.
Oh, just like the House of Music.
Of the bar, yes.
Excellent.
It's in a section of Tutu called Tillett Gardens, which my boss is named Eric Tillett. His father, Jim Tillett, built this back in the 1930s when there was nothing here, just fields and pastures. And there's another organization here called Arts Alive, which does a lot of different things, raises money for charity, all kinds of different stuff. And they have just started their concert series. And 2 weeks ago, we had our first concert here. We have a stage here in the garden. And there was a band from Austin, Texas called the Hot Club of Cowtown. And they played Western Swing. And we had 200 people in here. And we have another concert coming up the Wednesday after the Super Bowl. Folk music. It's a married couple, West Indy couple. The music scene down here, and you know, Angus, having known you for so many years now, and not being a musician myself, but appreciating music and the live local music scene down in Key West, and being down here in the Virgin Islands now, and knowing a bunch of musicians, and I'm giddy. I'm just absolutely freaking giddy.
I'm giddy for you.
Thank you, sir.
Captain, aren't you giddy as well?
Hello?
Wait, Angus, are you giddy?
He's a little giddy.
Repeat what you just shared with the listening audience.
Wait.
Ditto. That should cover everything.
All right, that works. So here we
are.
That was
kind of funny. That was kind of funny.
Yeah.
No, it was hilarious.
Well, for some, but.
okay, sounds like we're starting to have some beers. It's starting to get good.
Apparently so, and we'll be right back. It's right on the half hour, and I want you guys to prepare yourselves because we have to talk about something that is sports-related, but talking about the legacy of the Patriots and Bill Belichick, and that's something that we have to.
Heck yeah.
All righty. We shall return. Thanks for listening to the Wall Street Bar Talk with the originator of the program. They were on before anyone.
Cheers,
that
fuckers.
Was Easy and Angus. Cheers, fuckers. Well. Time to go deep on this one. It appears that in the sports world, we have a national, international debate that's probably just now opening up for all, and that is the fact we may have a third cheating scandal within a span of 12 years for the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick.
Now, let me ask Easy. Wow. Easy's in the Virgin Islands. Have you heard of Deflategate yet, Easy?
Absolutely.
And can you believe that the Patriots are once again accused of cheating?
Yes, I can believe it. And
no, Cap.
I'm sorry. You go ahead, Angus.
I was going to say, Captain, I guess it's so far-reaching, even people in third-world countries are hearing about this.
Yes, I guess it's true what I said. It's an international incident. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh, yes, ooh.
Okay, so I have something to say about this.
Lay it out, brother.
All right, thank you. I mean, I'm a Dolphins fan. Dolphins fans don't like Patriots, okay? So when I first heard about this, I put a little something up on Facebook fan, and apparently I pushed some buttons with some Patriots fans. And they're
really?
Like, oh, sour grapes, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, no. You know what? Okay. If they did deflate the footballs, they still won handily. That's not why they won. I mean, but at the same time, if they didn't deflate the footballs, maybe Gronkowski did not make that one catch that did not lead to that one touchdown, which could have changed the outcome of the game. And you know what? I mean, aside from stealing signals a couple years ago to the snowplow incident in 1980, what was it? One?
Yeah, they've been cheating forever. And remember, filming practices.
Yes.
In the Super Bowl against the Rams.
And I'm sorry, but if you are going to go into a situation where you feel like you have to cheat to win, to get the upper hand, well, first of all, you're horrible people. But second of all, you should be paying money. And so far, the only thing I've heard is that you're going to potentially lose one or maybe two draft picks next year. You know what I think they should do?
Let's dissect this thing first. So anybody listening to this radio show knows that we know what we're talking about. And what the first thing, I'm going to go before the game. As reported by Jay Glazer, I think he's with ESPN or Fox, but anyways, as reported from Jay Glazer, the Baltimore Ravens tipped off the Indianapolis Colts.
Yes.
To look out for the deflated balls.
Yep.
And I just want to say this, saying that. Wow, did I say saying this, saying that? To everybody out there, all of our listeners and everybody in our world, and we'll do a cheers fuckers about this because I hope none of you ever have deflated balls. Cheers fuckers.
Cheers, fuckers.
Indeed.
Angus, I must point something out. Angus,
right.
I must point something out. Another way the balls could deflate.
The thing. Now,
could you?
Then 11 out of 12 balls were found to be deflated. If you don't know how the NFL works, when you have a game, each team supplies 12 balls to the game, 12 game balls. I don't know if those include the, I don't believe those include the kickers or balls or
not.
I don't know much about these kickers' balls. But anyways, 11 out of 12 balls on the Patriot side only were deflated.
Angus,
there were
would you
no
like to hear,
problems with any of the
like
Indianapolis
to,
Colts. I'm trying to go through the facts of the case.
Yes. I have
none
a
of the Colts balls were deflated. Okay, let's have your fact. It can't stay back too long, can it?
Okay, actually, I have two facts that I'd like to share with you guys.
Okay.
The first fact is that the 11 of the 12 balls that were deflated, and a football is not that big, okay? But the 11 of the 12 balls were deflated by 2 pounds per square inch.
15%.
Yes. And the second point that I would like to point out is that, I mean, if my balls are going to be deflated, then it's going to have to be through some other means.
Okay.
Oh, really?
I know.
Really?
We just went downhill there. I know. Sorry.
Deflated balls. Well, wait. This whole discussion is about deflated balls.
Right.
But let's get back to the football side of things. Captain is just letting us sink here easy. He's like, these fuckers are going down, going down, going down.
That's okay. You know what? A year ago when the Seahawks won the Super Bowl, I had a little issue with Sherman running his mouth. And
okay, don't deflect. We're talking about Deflategate here. Don't go to the Seahawks of last year. Because you're sounding like all these Patriots fans who have been sounding like Jets fans, where we say, okay, this is going on, and this is what the Patriots are doing, and they don't come back and talk about the issue. They call back and say, well, you Dolphins would have done this and this. No, don't get off the subject. We're staying on the deflated balls and things like that. And did you know that when it was found out that the 11 of the 12 balls were deflated, do you know that Bill Belichick was pissed off? Because the 12th ball wasn't deflated. He was pissed.
Oh my God. I would love to know what Peter Griffin has to say about this.
Well, that would have to do with the silly nannies in the English football team. But
yes.
I had so many more points that I was thinking about earlier that I heard all day about Deflategate and all this stuff going on. And I don't know if it's because I've been drinking or not, but I can't think of half of the stuff I was going to say about this.
Hey, Angus, guess what? I have great news.
Yeah? Is it about Deflategate, or can we save it for when we're keep our ADD out of this?
It's not about Deflategate.
Okay, let's save it.
All right. So when Captain Frankendread was having his last break when he was playing some music, I ran down to my apartment, and when I say I ran down to my apartment, I mean I sprinted to my apartment, and I found my book of odes.
So this has nothing to do with Deflategate, even after what I just said.
Oh, I didn't think you wanted to talk about Deflategate anymore.
Oh, Lord. Captain, your thoughts about Deflategate. Let's get this over with. We have so much more to talk about, I guess.
Yes, and only like 20 minutes to do so, so we need to get on it. And I just have to say that this, to me, could potentially tarnish my thoughts on Bill Belichick, because you had Tape Gate and what was the other gate that he walked through? I don't know.
Well, about a month ago, Don Shula called him Bill Belichick.
Yeah, well.
Captain Frankendread?
Yeah, man.
Once again, as a Dolphins fan, as a kid who grew up in the projects in Miami, who had nothing else but the Miami Dolphins as a five-year-old, I remember when the Miami Dolphins were at the New England Patriots, the last game of the season. I think I'm guessing it was 1981, maybe 1982, and there was a playoff spot riding on the line. And the Patriots were down, I think, 2, maybe 1, within field goal range.
There was snow all over the field.
And they called a timeout, and the guy came out with a fucking snow brush tractor thing and brushed a spot for the New England. And you know what? To this day, as a 46-year-old man, I look back on that, and I tell people, I mean, it's whatever. It's sport.
Those people cheat.
That was my first loss of innocence. As a 12-year-old kid watching that football game and seeing that happen and just sitting there with my mouth open, laying on the couch, chomping on Nestle's chocolate chips, I couldn't believe...
Those are delicious cookies.
Yes. But I couldn't believe that the New England Patriots would cheat like that. And here we are...
Now you can believe it.
35 years later...
Now you can believe it.
And they're still cheating?
Yes. And now let me interrupt here because we did ask the captain for his thoughts. And
yes.
I don't believe he was finished with his thoughts. Captain?
He might be talking to a hot chef.
Let the captain talk.
I just want to end my whole thing about the Patriots thusly. I believe that there was nothing that changed the outcome of this game, this past one. As far as the Rams are concerned, yeah, there was some question about that whole thing. Then they started using this ineligible player and all this. I just think the culture in New England has gotten to the point of let's do anything we can to win, including cheating, because we're the Patriots. Well, if it is found out that Bill Belichick knew of this very thing, he should be suspended for a few games.
I doubt that's going to happen because it's the Super Bowl, and they're going to say this, they're going to say that. And, you know, other teams all across the league, they get the snot kicked out of them by the NFL. For whatever reason, the Patriots, I don't know if it's because they got Golden Boy, a quarterback, and da-da-da, but they never get, you know, they are the cheatingest team in football. People used to talk about the Raiders this, the Raiders. You know what? The Raiders were just rough and tumble. Here it is. We're like this. But they never cheated. You know, maybe they were a little dirty, but that's not like blatantly cheating. They didn't knowingly try to break rules. It just was emotional situations with them. The Patriots go out of their way to figure out ways to fuck with other teams or fuck with the game. That's probably a better way to put it. If I can use fuck on the radio. It is radio. Well, cheers, fuckers.
Cheers, fuckers.
Cheers, fuckers. Well, to keep it from being dead space, I don't want to belabor the point too much, but I just think that the whole Patriots' efforts in the championships have been tarnished now.
That's the one thing I think I could be happy about this situation, knowing that the Patriots have cheated over the years about different things. Nevermore, anything they win, be it correct or not correct, everybody is going to think they're tarnished, and everybody is going to go like, did they really earn it, or did they cheat to get it?
Well, see, here's the thing. Okay, and like, you know, when I was blowing up Facebook about this scandal a couple days ago, I readily admitted, and I had Patriot fans just punching me in my face, and I was like, you know what? I said they won the game handily. Okay, they won the game handily, but
you said handily.
They cheated.
And I have, at least for this show, a suggestion that we rename the Patriots Cheats. What do you think, Captain?
Brilliant.
Captain? Hello, Captain.
So, Angus,
Captain
I have located...
fell off his stool.
Angus, I have actually located an ode. If I have an opportunity to share it,
we'll do
that.
May get there. We got to look for a good segue.
Right on.
Captain, are you done with this situation?
I am, because we only have 11 minutes left, and there's actually no time for commercials. We need to take this one home the right way. So do we all agree, though, that it tarnishes the Patriots' aura now this has come out?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Did you like what I said about my new name for them on this show anyways, Captain?
I did. I just didn't want you to pat yourself
on the
back
too much.
You must
have been getting a beer. The Patriots.
I like that, man. I like that a whole lot. I like it as much as I like Jokic.
Huh.
Cricket.
That being said,
Cricket.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, Captain Frankendred?
Yeah, man.
I know that you still have, like, probably 10 minutes now, but I was telling Angus after the last commercial break that I did run down to my apartment and got my book of odes.
Mm-hmm.
I found one that I think might be appropriate. It's an oldie, but a goodie. Are you ready?
You ready?
I guess.
Okay, here we go. The easy odes of Easy Winkle. All right. Who really knows what is? See, what it is part of our biz. Liz even told me that there is a quiz. Here we are in the season of tis. Pass the quiz and you are a whiz. If you fail this quiz, then it will be what it was. This is beginning to create quite a buzz. If is what it was, and then there I am, is what it is making feel like Superman. Or is something that could have been, is it had been more along the lines of a sin? Or is the sin having been when I pulled out the pen? Is this something I should do in Berlin? Is there anything about it we could not know? If is shall be something, then what will help out in, I don't know, Berlin, something, I can't read that. If must, if we may, as we do, does, shall, this show, is being, is to be, if we can, shall see, does, will, have, been, must, be taking a pee. What is it? Is what it could be. It is what it is. Or is it what it was, -3? Well, here is what I think it is. Is. It is, must, is what it could be. And now what is about to be. There is no reason we should not count to 3. And I actually wrote at the end of it, cheers, fuckers.
Well, cheers, fuckers. Is
fuckers.
As is does.
Hey, Angus, Frankendred, Captain Frankendred.
Yes.
Can we do something before we sign off? I mean, I know
we're
still
not signing off
there
for a few more in the minutes. We got a little bit of time.
That. And I'll make a cheers to this.
I got another sports issue to talk about.
As we say down here in the Virgin Islands, can the three of us do a cheers and count to three, like at the same time, like 1, 2, 3, and then cheers?
Yes. Do it.
All right.
Lead us.
Ready? 1. You can say it along with me. 1.
What? Along with me.
2.
2.
Along with me.
3.
3.
3.
Cheers, fuckers.
Thank you, Michelle. Cheers, fuckers.
Oh, Angus, it wouldn't be a bad idea if you gave Michelle a hug for me, too.
Okay. She does have
okay.
Nice. Okay.
I know.
I have another sports issue that is a what-the-fuck issue. Now, as we all know, thing about the growth hormone issues over the years. And A-Rod set out all of last year. I don't know if you guys are aware of this or not, but he's eligible to come back. And he turned to a guy who's an excellent, who in his own day was an excellent batter, has many records. And he decided he's going to come back this year. And he turned to a guy who's actually working as a batting coach for a team or two. And of all the people who have ever played baseball, and you know A-Rod is, you know, like accused of cheating and, you know, of the steroids and all this. Who is the guy, do you think, that he turned to and is getting advice from as he's trying to approach a comeback? Easy, who do you think this would be?
Is that an open-ended question?
There is a specific person who this is true.
I mean, is the guy Jewish? I don't know.
No. Captain okay. Frankedra, do you know who it is?
No, I don't.
Well, I'll give you guys a hint. I'll give you guys both a hint. This gentleman's name, who A-Rod turned to for advice and counseling and hitting instructions, his father's name was Bobby Bonds.
Oh. Right on.
Interesting.
He turned to Barry Bonds. If you're accused of maybe steroids and associating with the wrong people or the wrong this, associating with this, associating with that, this is the guy you associate with before you make your comeback? What the fuck is going on in your fucking head? I don't know if that was
well,
fuck, so I'm going to say cheers, fuckers.
Cheers, fucker. Fuckers.
Yeah.
I'm sure Captain Frankendread has a response to this. I have a very short and simple response to what you just said, Angus.
Yes, yes, and then?
It's a two-part response. Number one...
Oh, does that mean we should have Frankendread to respond first?
No, I think we should just let it go. Go for it.
Okay. So number one, I would say just legalize drugs. Just legalize drugs. And second of all, put fucking Pete Rose in the fucking Hall of Fame. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to drop the F-bomb too many times there, but, you know, I mean,
I
enough
agree
with the political
with
shit. Right on.
I even think Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame. Asterisk, no. But
Barry
this
Bonds
isn't
should
the,
be in
we
the Hall
wait.
Of Fame.
I'll explain that later, but let's go to Captain's comments about this issue.
Yes, sir.
That's kind of simple. Barry Bonds was a great hitter before the drugs, and I don't care what anybody has to say. I don't see that as such a bad thing. I do not see it as a bad thing because if A-Rod has a great season, people might just look at Barry Bonds as the guy who helped him straighten out his swing or to get back to the childish exuberance that A-Rod once had as a 19-year-old playing for the Seattle Seahawks before his agents, Scott Boras, got him that such monster contract that A-Rod didn't think he could live up to it, so he took drugs. See, that was something you didn't expect coming, but that's true. I wanted to invoke Scott Boras' name because I think he's just guilty as anyone for these players getting on performance-enhancing drugs because they needed to live up to these stupid contracts that got him.
And they are stupid contracts, and there's a lot of money on the line. You know,
hang on. That's true. And I'm going to go this way. You know, the performing enhancing things are not. The players boycotted baseball, or there was a strike in 1994.
Yep.
And if it wasn't for Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire, nobody would have come back to baseball the next year. But they had that home run battle going on. Ball. It may have taken 5 to 10 years for baseball to get back to what it was, but they saved baseball. And
Angus, I know.
At the time,
Angus,
let me go on. Please, let me finish. They went on, as baseball went on, even the powers that be allowed that to happen, and they knew there was steroid use, and but that is the shot in the arm, no pun intended, that baseball needed at the time. And it really helped baseball, and then there was all these home runs and this and that. And in Barry Bonds' case, you know, he saw Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa doing this and that, and he wasn't shooting or doing anything. So he decided, well, I'll do that too, and then he became the greatest home run hitter ever. But these things happen, and back in history, not quite 100 years ago, there was another era in baseball when they realized it was the home run